2 Kings chapter 3. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. He reigned 12 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and mother, for he put away the sacred pillar of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he embraced the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who led Israel to sin. He did not turn away from it. Now Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheep breeder. He paid 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams as tribute to the king of Israel. When Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So King Jehoram went out of Samaria at that time and mustered all Israel. He sent this request to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go up with me against Moab to battle? Jehoshaphat replied, I will go up with you. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. Jehoshaphat asked, which way shall we go up? Jehoram replied, by the way of the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel set out, along with the king of Judah and the king of Edom. They made a roundabout march of 7 days, and there was no water either for the troops or for the animals that were with them. So the king of Israel said, unfortunately, the Lord has called us 3 kings together to be delivered into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord through whom we may inquire of the Lord? One of the king of Israel's servants answered, Elisha the son of Shaphat is here. He used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. So Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to the king of Israel, what do I have to do with you? Go to your fathers and mothers, prophets. But the king of Israel said to him, no, for the Lord has called us 3 kings together to be delivered into the hand of Moab. Elisha asked, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely if it were not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not even look at or pay attention to you. But now bring me a musician. Now when the musician played, the hand of the Lord came on him. Then he said, this is what the Lord says, make this valley full of trenches. For this is what the Lord says, you will not see wind or rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you will drink, both you, your cattle, and your animals. This is but a trivial matter in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites into your hand. You will conquer every fortified city and every choice city. You will cut down every good tree and stop up all the springs and ruin every good piece of land with stones. The next day, about the time of the morning offering, all of a sudden water came running down from the direction of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Now when all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, they gathered themselves together, everyone old enough to put on armor, stationed themselves at the border. They got up early in the morning, and the sun shone on the water. To the Moabites, who were some distance away, the water looked as red as blood. They concluded, this is blood. The kings must have fought and destroyed each other. Now, therefore, Moab, grab the plunder. When they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and struck down the Moabites, so that they fled before them. They proceeded into their land, striking down the Moabites. They pulled down their cities, and each man threw a stone on every good piece of land until it was covered. They stopped up all the springs and cut down all the good trees. Only Kir Hareseth had stones left intact, but the men with slings surrounded it and attacked it. When the king of Moab saw that he was losing the battle, he took with him 700 swordsmen in an attempt to break through to the king of Edom, but they were unable to do so. Then he took his eldest son, who should have reigned in his place, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. There was great wrath against Israel, so they withdrew and returned to their own land.